Mother, I'm cold.
Listen to me, you ridiculous cluck! Let it be known that though we may be down, we are not out. The better boyfriends have risen pendulously from deeper pits than this one, and we shall rise from this one in turn.
Yeah, keep talking, you fantastic madman. I'm beginning to believe your mad words.
All right, let's take stock of our situation.
Okay.
What exactly are we like?
Ray Bolger?
Yes! I mean, no! Again!
Raleigh Fingers.
Yes and no. Once more.
Gods?
Yes! But why gods exactly?
Because we create life where once there was only a void.
Void. Hey, yes, yes, that's good. We void beauty. Whatever we touch turns to art. Our number one occupation is blowing hearts and
breaking minds. And this is how we became the great professors and possessors of wealth, land, and prestige we were.
Until this morning. But our star is on the rise, and it is entering the house of victory!
7 times 70 times right, my friend. All we must do is produce another classic music recording in order to regain everything we've lost. But how shall we theme this learned nightmare?
It's simple, Peter. All we need is a guy.
Another guy?
An unseen yet implicit female foil.
And finally,
a short-form disco-themed musical. Sweet smoking sausage fat, I got it!
John, I came as soon as I heard. You said it was an emergency. Is everything all right?
All right. Oh, we are beyond such piddling descriptive terms, my good man. Now is the time to wax transcendent. But please, you appear parched. Fix yourself a drink.
Thank you very much. What is
it? The nozzle may have slipped back to the box.
Oh, yes, I see it now. Ah, Mr. Booze, I believe you are acquainted with Mr. Throat and Mr. Desperation. Well, to hell with you then. Down the hatch.
Yes, I broke out the good stuff for this tremendous occasion. Surely you're familiar with the award-winning lines of Franzia.
Franzia? Oh, God, no. Oh, no!
Yes, I'm not conventional in inferior court wines. Franzia's Bronze Age plastic bladder nozzle box technology fearlessly allows the Franzian freshness America has come to expect and demand to stay sealed in for, well, years, I should imagine, though, of course, it never lasts long enough to really find out.
Oh, quickly, strike me in the belly with this iron pipette so that I might evacuate.
Yes, and not only are there games for kids inside the box, there's recipes, too, for grandma. Old southern delicacies like high cracker sandwiches and acerol.
Yeah, I'm better now.
Good, I see you're already sitting, and pale as a daisy. Have you been getting enough sun?
Eat a dick.
I thought so, but onto the serious affairs of the day. Steel yourself, Peter. I'm in love!
Whoa, wait a moment. I'll require the attention of my powerful ally Booze in order to digest this. Oh, that's better. Not from a box, but from a jug, the way nature intended it. Listen, say again what you just said.
I'm in love!
Oh, that is rich. Listen here, homeschooled. You don't even know what love is.
Well, perhaps not, but I'm learning with great rapidity these days.
All right, show me a picture of the lucky loony. Say, she looks familiar.
Oh, she's Jack Bouvier's daughter.
Jack Bouvier. Oh, yes, Jack Bouvier.
Ah, poor Jack. He was caught in the resistance. I took care of her all through the occupation. She lived in my house.
Your house? Well, shocking, but generous.
Oh, she was a little girl then. We only became in love after she left.
She's a little young for you, isn't she, kid?
No, not really. She's 19.
She's getting on. What's she like?
Well, she has great vitality. She loves to go wild and have fun and to dance. She could dance all night.
Sounds tiresome. Kind of a wild kid, huh?
Wild? Whatever gave you that idea?
Well, you said she was.
No, she's very simple.
Very simple.
Be serious. She's an enchanting girl, Peter. Not really beautiful, and yet she has great beauty.
Very spiritual type, huh?
Not at all. She's an exciting girl.
A lusty young lady, then.
Oh, no. She's sweet and she's shy.
An old-fashioned girl?
Of course not. She's vivacious and modern.
Always yakking it up, huh?
Don't be silly. She reads incessantly.
Doesn't all that reading make her moody?
Never. She's the gayest girl in the world.
Look. Let's start all over again, shall we? What's she like?
I see we're getting nowhere. I guess I'll have to explain it to you in song.
Okay, you horse's ass.